Om Shanti. Brahman life. We say it's easy jnana and easy yoga. But there are always challenges. On one hand, challenges will help us to be strong. On other hand, if we are too weak, then our progress can be stopped. And that's why whenever there are challenges, as Baba says, don't ask the question why. Why this is happening to me? But always say, wah, wah. Be positive. And have that slogan pakka in your intellect, that consider the storms as a gift. The Hindi term is very nice. Tufan ko tofa samjho. So we should consider them as a gift. Then we will not feel frustrated or unhappy. So as we come to jnana, there will be quite a question or doubt in our mind or confusion what to do. Because Baba's lifestyle or Brahman lifestyle is completely different from Laukic lifestyle. And there is a lot of renunciation on one hand, renouncing or changing type of food, company, everything. Lifestyle, waking up early, making life simple. All these things is totally different from our previous life. And especially when there is opposition, creating a lot of turmoil in our life, we start asking ourselves, is it worth working so hard? So there may be confusion, and that can be like a challenge. Our mind only creates challenge. The next challenge is my own sanskar. Because opposition from family is not so big deal. But my own sanskar not allowing me to move forward, and especially subtle sanskar. What we find is to conquer big things is very easy. Most of the Brahman find it easy to give up lust. But then subtle form of lust, attraction, wanting company, feeling lonely or being impressed, having special love for one individual. So all this subtle sanskar of lust, ego, as I should be praised or given respect or recognition, etc. Or what we find in the West most common is lack of self-respect. Comparing ourselves and thinking, I'm not so good, I'm not expert in jnana giving, or I'm not expert in yoga, or I'm not so smart or educated like somebody else. So such comparison doesn't allow us to be happy. And when we are not happy, we start thinking, is it worth working so hard? Or there may be lack of security, worry. What will happen to me in future? Or will my position be maintained, or I will have to lose my position, etc. So on one hand, Baba says, have deep meditation to conquer your sanskar. On other hand, our this subtle impurity, whichever it may be, greed, attachment, lust, ego, jealousy, whatever it may be, that may not allow us to have deep meditation. And so at that time, rather than worrying about our sanskar or even meditation, if we start doing some service, because service also will earn us mark, and if we are doing Baba's service for Baba, then naturally there is remembrance of Baba, naturally that I am here for Baba's service. And so rather than getting stuck, I should keep on busy in whatever service I get chance. Whether it's a karma yoga, or whether it's a jnana yoga, or whether outreach program, whatever service I can do, I should do. And that will also help me to have good meditation. So more I pay attention to my soul consciousness and deep meditation, naturally I will be able to overcome this challenge. The next challenge is pressure, because Kali Yuga, there's so much tension, stress, pressure from job, demanding family, expectation not only from Laukik family, but Alaukik family also will say, oh, can you help? Oh, you're not doing much service, you're not doing much karma yoga, etc. So, whether to accept pressure or not is on me, isn't it? Even if somebody puts pressure, should I accept it? If I don't accept it, I won't feel under stress or tension. And so, naturally, Laukik job, we have to fulfill the expectation of ourselves, but we should do it with ease of mind. Let me do to the best of my ability, rather than thinking, oh, I must be number one. So that's where we have to see that keeping faith in Baba, we will be able to perform more efficiently. Because when we had youth retreat, couple of youth were sharing their experience that when they went for examination, the young man told Baba, "Okay, Baba, you should help me." And he was very light. And he performed very well. He got honors in his subjects. So whenever we have to perform efficiently, we should not have this feeling that I have to do it. We have to be Baba's child and leave it up to Father. Sometimes we can even demand from Baba that, "Baba, you have to do for me, you have to help me." And that is our birthright, not begging, because sometimes it appears like bhakti begging. No, begging is different from child demanding from parents. And that's where we have to see, more we have faith and love and take support from Baba, everything will be easy. Because pressure can be because there is so much service to be done, different projects, and nowadays so much to know with global functioning. Those who are instruments, they must be knowing how much to read material on portal to understand everything. So service projects are happening, and naturally everybody wants to do a lot of service. That's where I need to have a balance. Balance of my laukik and alaukik. First laukik job, then my laukik family. And then, if I have time, then my alaukik studies should get priority, because we should have to set our priorities. So first is laukik job, then alaukik study, then laukik family, then alaukik service. Especially those who are staying with family or at home, naturally they have to look after themselves. Even if you are single, you have to look after yourself in your, look after your flat, cleanliness, cooking, shopping, everything. So you have to see that you maintain balance and not work too hard, because body also has to be looked after, rest also has to be looked after. So 6 hours rest at night, 2 good meals, at least 1 full meal. And naturally you have to keep your flat or room or whatever it is clean and tidy. So spare time on all these things. So if you lead a balanced life, and then I don't think there will be so much pressure. Then there may be challenge because of my karmic accounts. That is, there may be some financial problem. And rather than worrying at that time, Baba says, do your best and have faith in Baba. Baba will help you. So not just sit and think, okay, Baba should help me, but do your best. At the same time, Baba will help you. Karmic accounts with laukik or alaukik relationship, because there may be clash of sanskaras, relatives may be reacting, criticizing, defaming us, not respecting us, what we are doing. They may be non-cooperative, negative. So in such situation, what we need to do is listen but not listen. Because if I listen and accept it, then I'll take sorrow. And if I am sure what I'm doing right thing in my life, then Baba says, you don't listen to those Laukik people's comments or criticism and defamation, because there is a saying, the dogs may bark, but the elephant goes with its own royal speed walking. So the same thing. People may speak anything, but I should keep on going on my righteous path. Then can be health problem, challenges, physical, karmic account, health problem. And that also Baba says, yes, just say, this is the last birth. I have to clear all my karmic account of 63 births. Okay, it's good. I'm clearing it now so that I don't have to have punishment in that Amrajpuri. So even if Baba says, if you are in hospital, consider it as a holy place. So having that positive attitude, and looking after body and not worrying about body, or not worrying that, oh, because of my health I can't do this or I can't do that, or I have to give up my service, or all sorts of thoughts we should not allow. Next challenge is we think too much. You know, some people can't stop thinking. And especially, we keep on thinking about past, sort of digging the past. What happened, who did it, why they did it, all sorts of things we keep on asking. So Baba says, don't ask question. Accept drama. Whatever is happening, accept it as a part of drama and watch different actors playing that part. And give full stop to the past. Baba has been again and again giving the yuktis to have these three dots. I the soul, Baba, my Supreme Father, and drama. Whatever is happening, drama, there is benefit in the each scene of drama. And the challenge is too much to do, no time. Laukik, alaukik, job, family, service, study, all sorts of things. And you know, one sister was saying, I wish the day was of 48 hours. 24 hours are not enough. So we wish to have lot of time. But rather than thinking, oh, no time, no time, too much, too much, keep on doing whatever you can do. And be happy with whatever you are able to achieve. So we have to learn the art of maintaining happiness. And another challenge is lack of realization. Because everybody has got their shortcomings, weaknesses, vices, etc. But unless there is realization, which is my weakness or shortcoming, I cannot move forward. And so I need to have introspection. Spare time in introspection, if not other time, at least whilst meditating, I should introspect myself and see where I am. We know what I am, that I am a soul. But I, the soul, where I am at the level of my spiritual progress, my weaknesses, my strength, I should know. And then I need to have determination to change myself. And as Baba was saying yesterday, if we are flying high, the obstacles will remain below and we will be moving fast. Because if we are just walking or running, then there are more challenges. That is, if we are thinking too much on mundane level, we will have more problem. But as we remain flying in subtle region, we are beyond the problem, beyond the challenges. And when we are flying, we can reach our destination fast. If we are running or walking, it will take time. And that's why we need to practice that bodiless stage, subtle angelic stage. And final challenge is subtle form of Maya. Because Maya will not leave us until the end. Subtle form of Maya desires attraction, desire to have name, fame, position, possession. Subtle ego, I, me. That is, Baba has been emphasizing a lot. Give up, I. My. Because that's where we feel I'm not able to renounce that. Body consciousness, desire to impress other people by my physical outlook and outfit. So all this subtle vices, whether it's a greed, wanting possessions, eating some type of food, etc. So that's where I had to see that I am not susceptible to those subtle forms of Maya. I am so much soul conscious and knowledgeful, because to recognize subtle form of Maya, I had to be soul conscious. Baba has given us the light of knowledge. So I had to see with my third eye rather than only two eye everything. Because we are so much used to see with these two eyes, we are not able to see with the third eye of knowledge. So more we see everything with the third eye of knowledge, I will be able to recognize Maya. And naturally, once I recognize and maintain that Shiv Shakti form, always keep Baba as my companion. Baba always says, in difficult situation, remember my Baba with your heart. And Baba will be there to help you, protect you. So keeping Baba as our constant companion and having this awareness, I am Master Almighty Authority. I'll be able to conquer whatever I had to, because sense organs are the ones which deceive us. We listen something and we are upset. We see something and we are attracted. And because recently Baba says, your mind should be under your control, it's your mind. So become the master of the mind and give full stop to waste and negative thoughts. So with that awareness, we are able to overcome this. And we have to see whatever challenges are there, we are not reacting to somebody's sanskars or situation. But we are acting in a knowledgeful way and with yoga power. Because more we are in a yogi stage or Master Almighty Authority, we will be able to go ahead and not stop or get stuck in our efforts. Now the goal in our Brahman life is to cross all these obstacles, challenges, etc. and reach our stage of perfection, karmatit stage, Bab Saman stage, where karmatit stage is a stage where we are beyond our Kaliyugi sanskar and nature. So we are in such a powerful stage, elevated stage, our original and eternal stage. When we have reached that karmati stage, we have no other desires, no attraction, neither desire. Because if we have any desires and they are unfulfilled, we become unhappy. And if there is desire or attraction, the mind is pulled by object or human being, which is not a powerful stage. So our mind will not be even pulled by our body. Karmati stage. Even if somebody is sick, you'll see that person very yogi, peaceful, cheerful, etc. So the karma suffering or karmic accounts will not pull their intellect, whether it's a body, bodily relatives, because sometimes, now if our bodily relatives are sick or suffering, we also suffer. So that is not karmatit. Karmatit stage is where you are seeing that they are suffering. It's not that you are not seeing it and you have mercy for them. But you don't suffer because they are suffering. And in that stage of karmatit, we go beyond even the bodily needs. That is, now suppose we are hungry. At the moment, if we are hungry, the mind will say, oh, let me eat, let me eat. What am I going to eat, etc. So mind is pulled with food. But in karmatit stage, the mind with all the sense organs, mind will not be pulled by either hunger, either tiredness, because otherwise tiredness also pull our intellect. No, we'll say, I must go to sleep. I can't work now. It's enough. But when we have reached that karmatit stage, then nothing pulls our intellect. The sleep, amount of sleep hours, sleeping hours is less, and the sleep is also light, and we are able to be in a yogi stage, as we have seen in the last stage of Brahma Bhava. He had very light sleep. If anybody used to pass across his door, even in the middle of the night, he would know somebody is going, and he will ask, who is it, how is everything okay? And the appetite is also less. Brahma Baba, even Dadis, if you see, they eat so little. Hardly one chapati or half chapati and only this much rice or sometimes. Dadi Janki doesn't have any dinner at all. Breakfast also she will have at 10:30. 11 o'clock, lunch 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and so little. So they are beyond all these physical needs also. Their intellect is not pulled by those things. Or they will not say, oh, this food is so nice. No, because what our sense organs will do is, if the food is nice, we'll say, let me eat more. If the food is not tasty or not of our own taste, then we'll say, oh, I don't feel like eating, I'm not hungry or something like that. So the food attracts in a normal case, but when we are in karmati stage, that will not attract us. And we will not be pulled by karma, karmic account. We will be totally free from all bondages. Because otherwise, we may have bondage of body. No? They say, oh, I'm having so much pain in leg, I don't want to go anywhere, I will rather sit at home and do nothing. So, this is bondage of body. or bondage of relations, who will say, okay, you can't go every day, or you can't go to Madhavan, why you want to go to Madhavan every year? So, no bondage of body, relations, old world, nothing. They take support of one Baba. So they have cleared all karmic account. So there is no sorrow, suffering, all the time cheerful. They will be the image of vision. That is, if anybody sees them, they won't see them as human being, but they will see them as deities or their special deities. They will enjoy to stay in a stage of beyond sound. Normally, all human beings love to chat. No, as soon as they have time, they start chatting with somebody. Go to friend's place or ring them. Or nowadays, email, chatting on the net. So they would love to remain beyond sound in Baba's remembrance. They will be close to Baba, their stage, close to Baba, feeling also closeness to Baba. So they may be staying in the family, but totally loving and detached, like a lotus flower. As Baba is advising us to stay in the family, but remain like lotus. Whatever situation will be there, we will not get upset with situation. So we have to reach such a stage, karmatit stage. And for that, not only we have to overcome challenges, but Baba is nowadays saying, be fast effort maker or intense effort maker. Which means, I should always have my aim in front of me. That I want to become deity, perfect, bapsaman, karmatit, whatever we may call it. That should be always in front of me and not become laukik with laukik responsibility. Now sometimes we get so much involved in our laukik job or laukik responsibility that we forget that we are Brahman or we are becoming deity or we should have those deity sanskars. We should never compare ourselves with other brothers and sisters. Our aim is to follow mother, father. Copy them. See that our thoughts, words, actions are like Brahma Baba. Or if we can't imagine what Brahma Baba was there, at least we have dadis in front of us, a good example. So we should be checking everything, our thoughts, words and actions should be same. Not that I think, yes, I want to do this. And I will say to others also, I want to do this, but when it comes to action, no excuses, huh? Otherwise people say, oh, what can I do? I didn't want to think about it, but the situation is such, I'm worried about it. Or I'm not able to give full stop to my thoughts. So, no, whatever I'm planning, I should be implementing immediately. So I should be checking myself all the time and changing myself with determination. The basis of my progress or reaching my final stage, as we know, though first lesson was be soul conscious, sometimes we are not soul conscious all the time. So we have to see that we maintain soul consciousness or bodiless stage. All the time we are following Srimad accurately. It's about study, meditation, dharana, etc. And not having that sanskar of saying, yes, I will do it sometime. Whatever I want to do, I must do it now. So this slogan of now or never should be pakka in our intellect. Whatever I want to do, I must do it now. And Dadi Janaki is very pakka on that, no? She will think about what she has to do now. She will not say, okay, I'll do it sometime next year. No, if we say, Dadi, next year we will do this. No, don't talk about next year. Talk about now. What you want to do now. And I should keep my chart. Chart is very essential for our progress. And as Baba was talking in the Murli yesterday, maintain always zeal and enthusiasm. Never allow laziness. Because they are opposite. No, if I don't have zeal and enthusiasm, I will have laziness, carelessness. Okay, I'll do sometime, it may happen sometime. No, but with zeal and enthusiasm, I will be doing everything, progressing myself as well as inspiring others. Because my stage will have effect on others, whoever is around me. Now, if I'm enthusiastic, I'll create enthusiasm in others. And Dadiji was a very good example, Dadi Prakashmani. She was always enthusiastic, always coming up with new ideas, or whoever used to come with new idea, new plan for service, she will say, go ahead. She will never say, oh no, not possible, nothing. No, she will never dampen somebody's enthusiasm or invention or idea. She will say, okay, implement it. Start with a small scale, no? And then give the proof of its validity. And then it will keep on going. Because whatever new idea comes, Baba is nowadays also emphasizing on bringing newness. So we have to see that not only we are bringing newness, but if anybody is bringing any new idea, inspire them, encourage them, enthuse them. And our Amrit Vela should be very powerful. Because that's the time when we get strength from Baba. So whenever we sit in yoga, it should not be like a routine. And nowadays, no, recently Baba gave Murli that whoever is leading meditation has to be careful that mind is not wandering here and there. So it's not only for whoever is leading, but whoever is sitting in meditation. We have to pay attention that mind is not wandering here and there. My aim in sitting is to take maximum benefit from my yoga. So Amratvela powerful, evening yoga when we are sitting should be powerful, traffic control, Baba has given us this yukti to have hourly meditation, and also Baba is also telling us to have karma yoga. So whilst meditating, during our activity, not get too much involved in just action, because sometimes we are role conscious, action conscious. As we start doing something, we are so much engrossed in that. So that's where we have to see, not only we start every job with meditation, but keep on meditating during our all activities. And remind ourselves that we are karma yogi, constant yogi. And so as much as we pay attention, challenges will come. But that should not stop us from going fast and reaching our goal of being karmatit. Om Shanti.